This is fresh air. World music commentator Milo Miles says some pop styles can be nostalgic, new wave, reactionary, and avant-garde all at the same time, especially when the music is inspired by India.
Every so often, world pop turns up music that goes beyond novelty into true curiosity. And I think the work of producer, songwriter, and keyboardist Steve Coe qualifies. You'd never think of world pop as a product of new wave rock and roll from the late 70s and early 80s. But that period inspired England's Steve Coe, multi-instrumentalist Martin Smith, and singer-actress Sheila Chandra to band together in 1981 to form the group Monsoon. This was a period in which it seemed just about anything might become the next pop rage. Old-fashioned ska from Jamaica had recently come back. Why not try East Indian rock and roll? Coe was the acknowledged mastermind behind Monsoon, and he drew on equal parts Ravi Shankar, George Harrison, Raga Rock, and the wild eclecticism of Indian film music. Coe, Smith, and Chandra made an inspired blend. Aside from Coe's penchant for truly tacky titles, the name of Monsoon's only album was Third Eye. Like many improbable products from the time, Third Eye rolls with enthusiasm and a kind of blessed light touch. It's not a batch of driving rock and roll tunes with a cheesy Bombay ambience. However, Coe is not much of a lyricist and compulsively slides into romantic banalities and cosmic pleasantries. His words didn't get any better when he accompanied Sheila Chandra out on her solo career. On the other hand, they did continue to turn out smooth, Pacific, but not stupid combinations of textures and drones. Some of them even catchy enough for mainstream radio.
I give you the message, I tell you the score, I take down the answer. Who could ask for more? I live for the moment, my window's the door. I ask you for nothing, but all you want is more.
After about 6 years of solo career and a number of albums that have become rather redundant, I would say Chandra's options are fairly played out and her impact has been made. Whether Coe thinks so or not, he has recently broadened his horizons and assembled a collection of Indian pop fusion songs that he calls Compil Asian. I warned you about the tacky titles. The one snag with Compil Asian is that Coe provides almost zero information about the various groups he has selected here. But on the whole, it's the most flowing and varied album he's been associated with since Monsoon's Third Eye. Fundamentally, it shows Indian spice mixes well with all sorts of dishes, even Britain's skeletal dance music, Acid House. A couple of the compilation tracks sound like the curious pop style evolved by Indian teenagers in Britain called Bhangra. It's an ideal soundtrack for dancing and meeting girls on the sly when strict parents might disapprove.
Hey, Jamala! Hey, Jamala!
And finally, Coe comes up with songs straight from Indian film scores, which proves just how chic and progressive that form can be. All the albums I've talked about here can be a little tough to hunt down, but you should make the effort if you're at all curious about current Indian music, and even if you don't care about classical ragas. After all, there is a higher purpose at work here. In his liner notes to compilation, Steve Coe writes that his aim is unity in diversity, bahina abahina, separate yet one.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. This is Fresh Air.